Good morning, everyone. I'm an alcoholic, and so used to saying that, and a compulsive eater and food addict. And my name is Brian. And thank you so very much for asking me to share my experience this morning. And I do apologize. Excuse me. I do apologize for coming in a little bit late. I had some technical issues. Where do I start? Start in the beginning. I was introduced to food as a soothing way of reacting to harsh experiences as a young kid. When I was 5 or 6 years old, my father was an alcoholic and very active. And when he would be going off, my mother used to sit me in front of the TV with my favorite food, and made me feel good. And whenever I wanted anything, she would bring it to me because it distracted me from what was truly going on. And that sort of like resonated with me that food was a distraction. Food was an escape. As a young person, and that just continued as I got older, and I was always a heavy set kid, back in the day they used to call it husky. Go to the husky section of the kids shopping, and I used to get made fun of a lot. I got into a lot of scrapes, a lot of fights because of my, being a chubby kid, as a growing up in the Bronx. And I used my father would be made fun of, and I would get into fights because of him. And I started to get resentments as a young kid because of that too. And I'll use the word hate. Because I don't like to use that word a lot, but that's truly one of the emotions that I had growing up as a kid was a lot of hatred. And when I got to high school, I found sports, and that helped me maintain my weight. But it didn't curb my eating. My eating continued. And I went into college and I played football in college, and the same thing. I was a big kid in college. I was 6'4", 240 pounds for 4 years in college, and I dropped a lot of the, they called it back then, baby fat. That was the term that they used. Kids got a lot of baby fat. I'm a 20-year-old young man, and I'm still losing my baby fat, I know this is Overeaters Anonymous, but I was introduced to alcohol at a young age as well. My father was a bartender, so and that's how I put myself through college was through was bartending. But whenever times got tough, I resorted to food, and I graduated college. And I got married right away, and we had our first child right away, and the stresses of life didn't get any easier. 23 years old, married, and had my first kid, and eating became a way of life for me. It took away all the outside stresses, or at least I thought it did. It masked them more than anything else. And I began to put on weight. I went from 240 pounds to 300 pounds in what seemed like a matter of weeks. In my 20s to my 30s, I went from 300 pounds to about 350 pounds, 380 pounds. And it was just food was just again, it was that release that when I was eating it, it just all the outside issues of life just seemed to go away. And when I stopped eating, those stresses came back in, and I had to eat more to, forget about what was going on around me. In my 30s, I went from, 380 pounds to 450 pounds, close to 500 pounds. And I would lose weight along the way. I would go on crazy diets. When I first came into OA in my late 40s, I did a food log, and I figured since college I had gained and lost about 2,500 pounds. I would lose 100 pounds, I'd put 120 back on. I would lose 150 pounds, I would put 175 back on. And that yo-yo with the weight loss just kept going and going. And I had two more kids. My relationship with now my ex-wife wasn't the greatest. We had some financial issues along the way. We had health issues along the way. And again, food was the great escape for me. I would see my primary care, and she would put me on weight loss drugs. Back in the day, the big one was something called Fen-phen. And when the FDA was pulling it off the market because people's hearts were exploding, I was looking to get more. I would go to different primary cares because one would not give it to me for for medical reasons, and I would go find another primary care that would. And the way I used food, I would use, weight loss drugs. I tried all the different diets there were. My primary care would say, "Brian, why don't you, switch, this food with carrot sticks?" "Okay, doc. Yeah, sure." Like, it was that simple. Everything was just supposed to be that simple growing, to change your eating habits. And sometimes I would do it for a while, but the stresses of life and just day-to-day situations, became so overwhelming for me. I had no solution on how to manage life. Like I said, I got, kind of thrown into this at a very young age with being married and having my first kid. So my doctor's scale, she would periodically go out and have to buy a new scale, as my weight went up. And she had bought a scale that went to 550 pounds, and I stepped on it and said ERR. And I've been writing my story, and the name of my story is my starting weight is ER. Because every time I stepped on the scale, it would say ERR on it, and she said, "Brian, if you really want to know how much you weigh, you're gonna have to go to like a truck stop, and weigh yourself, weigh your car, and then get in the car and weigh yourself again, because I don't have a scale big enough or strong enough to give an accurate weight." And it did it bother me? Yeah, it did. I isolation kicked in, and family functions, friends, things like that. I would stop attending. I'd make excuses up. I'd have my family go. My ex-wife and my three kids would go to a family function, and I'd stay home and isolate. And while they were gone, then I could eat. I learned how to eat, on the road. I did traveling for work, and I loved it. Because I would load up the car, I'd leave the house for a business trip, and I would go to the store and I would load up on food and, and eat the whole way down or up, depending upon I was going to New Jersey or Massachusetts mostly. And just escape from life through food. And finally, my primary care had said to me, "Brian, have you ever tried there's this thing called Overeaters Anonymous?" And never heard of it. And she said, "Yeah, you should give it a try. It's kind of like it, it's Alcoholics Anonymous for people who have eating disorders or eating problems." And I didn't think I had an eating problem, I could buy clothes. I mean, it was difficult. I'd have to go to a different store. But I said I'd give it a try. So I found a meeting, and I went to it. It was a Saturday morning, and it was about, no disrespect, it was eight women and me, and they were reading from the brown book called Abstinence. And you'd read a story, and they would just talk about, what was going on in their lives, and there was no talk about a program. There was no talk about 12 steps. There was no talk about, at least I didn't hear it, I should say. And I did that for a month or two of Saturdays. And what it did was it gave me, I would leave, I'd go, I'd get something to eat on the way to the meeting. I'd go to the meeting and I'd get something to eat on the way home. And, and then I just said, this wasn't for me. And I stopped going. And, my doctor would now she's starting to get on my case. My health is getting worse. I'm in my mid 40s now. High blood pressure, high cholesterol, issues with my heart, my back, my knees, all in pain, carrying around all this weight. So she said, "Why don't you give it a shot again?" And and back in the day, meetings, I was living in Connecticut at the time. Meetings were very scarce, and so I'd have to drive about half an hour, and I found another meeting. And it was just three people mostly. It was two men and a woman, but one person there had some was like me, a lot of yo-yo with the weight. And but he explained to me a little bit about the program. And he gave me the big book and said, "Read this." And so I read the first few chapters and didn't identify, but I did a lot of comparing. And the talk about alcohol, and he said substitute food for alcohol. And again, my mindset really wasn't where it needed to be, and I really didn't understand what I was reading. So this guy had this problem, and and he drank over it, and ups and
All
downs.
right. Have a
And
great day.
all right,
Thanks.
thank you, appreciate it. So I did that for a couple of months, and just didn't catch on. Now my marriage is really failing, and I had decided to get a divorce, and but I had my third kid in college. I said, "Let me wait till he graduates." I kind of had a timeline on this, and I made it to my junior year, his junior year of college, and I had an episode where I thought the people around me would be better off without me in life. So I made a decision to take my life. And I had a plan, and I put everything in place. And as I was going to do what I was going to do, I had an epiphany. I won't call it a spiritual experience because I wasn't in the program. But my higher power came to me and said, "Brian, it's not your time. I have more things for you to do." And I went home and I sat in my office and I just bawled my eyes out because I had already said goodbye to my kids. And I'm sitting at my desk and I see the big book and I pick it up and I start to read it. And I said, "I have to do something. You know, this way of life just isn't working." So I found a men's meeting and I went to this men's meeting and I got there early and the leader was there and he talked to me about the program and he had a solid foundation of the program. He was in two fellowships. I was just in the one at the time. And he explained to me, you know, how the program works. And it started to dawn on me. Okay, I see what you're getting at, but I said I would give it a shot. So I kept coming back, and they met twice a week. So I would go to the two meetings. But in between, I was still eating. Now my eating started to diminish some. You know, I tried to get it under control through white knuckling. And again, my weight is now, I'm still 550 plus pounds. And I asked this man who I met for them the first night to be my sponsor. And he said, "I'll sponsor you." So, this was like in November. In January, we worked step one. In February, we worked step two. In March, and step three. In April, step four. May, step four. June, step four. You know, I just struggled to get through my fourth step with this man. And
Gentle reminder, 3 minutes.
wow, that was quick. Thank you. And he said, "Brian, listen, you know, after 6 months of step four, I need you to either do it or I'm gonna have to find I have other people that have asked me to be a sponsor." So I put my nose to the grindstone and I got my fourth step done. My fifth step was done like a week after. He said, "All right, meet me in this park. It's a Saturday." We started at 12 o'clock. By 8:30, we were still there in the dark with flashlights doing my fifth step. And that's when I had my white light moment. I left there. I don't remember driving home. I thought I floated home. I remembered a couple of things, took the book off the mantle after an hour, called him and said, you know, "Hey, I got this, and that." And he said, "All right, no problem. You know, we'll pray on it." And, you know, that experience for me was life altering. And I haven't looked back since. I still struggle. You know, I'm human, I have emotions. My divorce was ugly, but I was able to remain abstinent. I lost both my parents in this program, and I was able to remain abstinent. And the people in the program surrounded me and carried me through these life experiences. The weight started to come off slow and steady, and you know, I was doing more meetings. I was getting involved with Intergroup. I got involved with Region. I got involved with World Service, and the weight just kept coming, and I didn't notice it. You know, I really didn't notice the weight coming off, and people noticed it before I did. But more importantly, they noticed the change in my attitude and my thinking, my behaviors. I thought I was the same miserable person, you know, but they were like, "No, you've definitely, you know, you have a little bounce in your step now." I said, "Yeah, I've lost a little weight. It's a little easier to walk now." And I mean, I went from walking 50 feet with my dog, having to stop and lay down in the snow because of back pain, to taking my dog on, 5 mile hikes in the woods. And it's not about weight loss for me. It's about the mental loss. My sponsor always said you got to lose the weight between the ears before the weight on the body comes off. And I didn't understand what he meant by that. And, I thought I had a big head. And I tell you,
Gentle
time goes right.
reminder.
Thank you, thank you. So I, today I do a small amount of service in this program because I've now found another fellowship that I have to contend with my addictions with. But this program has given me the foundation of a new life. I live this life one day at a time, one meal at a time. The obsession has been lifted. I don't think about it. And out of mind, out of sight, out of mind. This is more difficult than my other fellowship because I have to eat. The other program, I don't have to, to drink to survive. But this program, I have to eat. I do have to eat to survive. And this program has given me, a way of life that has now been mind altering. I've lost half my body weight, and I can do things now that I've never done before. And I'm
That's
just,
a gentle reminder, Brian.
I know I'm just trying to wrap up. I'm just grateful for the people in this and the program itself for allowing me to be a member of and contribute in whatever fashion I can. I enjoy the newcomer, the newcomer group afterwards. And I'll just continue to do this one day at a time. It's just a way of living for me. So thank you for asking me to share. I apologize for being late again, and I'll turn it back over to you.